second parak of Bava Kama, fifth Mishnah. Shor Hamazik B'shus Hanitzik Ketzad. One of the Mu'adim is, according to one of the opinions of the Tanoim, is Shor Hamazik, which normally is a time and pays Hachatzi Nazik, but if he does it on the Rishus of the person who was damaged, according to this opinion, he has to pay full price. Nazik Shor Ketzad. Nogach, Nogach, Noshach, Rovat, Zubot. If he did one of these acts, which are types of Karen, which means he intentionally was Mazik, either by goring, or pushing, or biting, trampling, kicking, in Rishus HaRav, and Mishamach HaTzinezik. Now we learn the beginning of the Masechta. Rishus HaNizik, if you didn't Rishus HaNizik, Rabbi Tafen, Oyim HaNizik Sholem. Rabbi Tafen is the one who holds Shara Mazik, Rishus HaNizik, had to pay full price. Chachom Oyim HaTzinezik, Chachom disagree with this Mishnah, and they say that no, he only pays HaTzinezik. Omalim Rabbi Tafen. Omalim Bokim Shekel, Al Shein, Vala Regular Rishus HaRav, Mishu Potter, Ichmalim Rishus HaNizik, Lisham Nizik Sholem. In a place where we were more lenient, shein v'regel in Rishus HaRabim, that they're potter completely. Even so, when they are chayiv in Rishus HaNizik, they pay nezik sholem. So we see that shein is a more weak mazik, because in Rishus HaRabim it's potter. Even so, in Rishus HaNizik it pays nezik sholem. Mokam sheich me'al keren Rishus HaRabim l'shalem chatzi nezik. If we see by keren that Rishus HaRabim pays chatzi nezik, so it's more stringent in Rishus HaRabim, and it didn't shenachmer l'Rishus HaNizik l'shalem nezik sholem. So surely, kal v'chayim, we should say that in the place where Shein, which is part in Rishus HaRabim, plays Nezik Sholem, surely where Karen, who in Rishus HaRabim pays Chatzin Nezik, more than Shein, should in Rishus HaNizik pay Nezik Sholem. There's a rule in Kavach Oymers that you cannot learn more than what you're learning from. So since we're learning from Karen Rishus HaRabim, Karen Rishus HaRabim pays Chatzin Nezik, even though he's saying it's a kavachayimah that it should pay more in Rishus HaNizik, we can't make that. We can make it that it pays only as much as it is in Rishus HaRabim, which means it's more chomer in Rishus HaRabim to be mishalem chatzi nezik, and you can make a kavachayimah that vad is chayiv to pay in Rishus HaNizik, but not more than the chatzi nezik which you learned from Rishus HaRabim. Rav Rishus HaRabim chatzi nezik, Rav Rishus HaNizik chatzi nezik. So Chum say no. Since you're learning from Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaRabim is Chatzinezik, the Kalvachayim could just say it's also Chayav Chatzinezik, but not more than that. Amlem, ani lo dim Karen mi Karen. So I'm not going to learn out Karen from Karen. And the Ogun Karen v'Regil. I'm going to learn out a Kalvachayim or Karen from Regil. We're going to switch around the Kalvachayim a little bit. Umab, b'mokim shehekel al Hashem, al Regil Rishus HaRabim, hichman b'Karen. In that type of place, which you were mekel and shein v'Regil Rishus HaRabim, you were machman by Karen. Mokim shehichman b'Shein v'Regil, Rishus HaNizik, and din shenachman b'Karen. So the original kavachayim was set up we're learning Karen in Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaNizik from Karen Rishus HaRabim. And if you learn Karen Rishus HaNizik from Karen Rishus HaRabim, that was saying if you're learning from Karen Rishus HaRabim, which is Chatzin Nezik, you can't learn more than that. Now we're saying we want to learn now Karen Rishus HaNizik from Shein Rishus HaNizik, and there's Shein regular Rishus HaNizik and Mishal Nezik Sholem, and it didn't shenachem with Karen. Even though you want to say that we should have a kavachayim that Karen Rishus and Nizik should be Shein Nezik Sholem, and you're learning it out from Shein Rishus and Nizik and regular Rishus and Nizik, which are Misham Nezik Sholem, so now learning more than the thing you're learning from. Even so, since the whole chumrah of Karen is the fact that Pesach Chatzin Nezik, you can't learn more than that chumrah. And may the Mabish is around Chatzin Nezik, doesn't help to change around the way you're setting it with Kalvachayim. The bottom line is, since the stringency that you found in Karen is only Chatzin Nezik, you can't learn a Kalvachayim to teach you in other places that will have more than that. You can only teach you as that amount, and that remains a machlokes between Rav Tafen and the Chachamim.